Hi, this is Dr. Tong with Freedom of Pain Patient Interviews. Today with me is John Savilla, and I'll let John summarize his story, how he came to see me. What did you come to see me for in the beginning?
Initially, I had intense shoulder pain, right shoulder pain. Played a lot of athletics in college and just had severe pain for really a year. And went to two doctors, and they wanted to do surgery. Had an MRI. There was no rotator cuff tear or anything. They just didn't know what it was. So I saw your program on cable and decided to come in. I didn't want to take any drugs or anything. I came in to see you. And since that time, my shoulder pain is almost diminished.
Okay. Let's backtrack a little bit. Okay, so they didn't see anything in MRI or X-ray. What kind of surgery were they thinking about doing?
They were going to go in arthroscopically and scope it and see what was wrong, explore it.
That doesn't sound very good.
No, I said,
it's good for their wallet, but not very good for you.
Right, right. I said, forget that. And I get a phone call almost every 2 weeks from doctor's office. Oh, yeah, saying, when am I going to schedule the surgery?
So did they explain to you what they want to do?
Yeah, and I really didn't like the explanation.
The accountant probably suggested the operation. Yeah.
Right.
But anyway, so when did you notice an improvement with our treatment?
Probably after four or five treatments. I mean, actually, after the first one, I felt a little bit, I felt some relief, and then it just kept getting a little bit better and better.
Mm-hmm. So after four or five treatments, what can you do that you couldn't do before?
I couldn't even pick up a baseball or anything to throw it. The pain was really intense. Now I can, throw a baseball, lift my arm up over my head. I'm back lifting weights, pretty heavy.
So you didn't really need the surgery?
No.
Okay.
No.
Now, what other problem have you helped you?
Well, when I first came in, I had a surgery about 10 years ago on my lower back, had a herniated disc and had pain down my leg, and that really, you gave me a few shots there and that tremendously had helped my back. I felt just really a lot of energy.
Hmm. Okay, you take the herbs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the herbs and the homeopathic has really helped me. I really feel energized.
Oh, so you feel that the homeopathic really increases your energy, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the reasons for the homeopathic is that the shots open up your channels, but you need energy to keep it open.
Mm-hmm.
So with the homeopathic and the herbs, homeopathic seems to me is the most helpful in our patient in getting their energy better. How about emotionally? You notice any difference with our treatment?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of stress with my job and everything, but I've been on a more even keel lately. Not not as much anger, just not as much frustration. Mm-hmm. I really noticed that.
Well, how about nutritional wise? Were you having sugar craving and other stuff that we helped?
Yeah,
you with?
I never really ate a lot of sugar before, but had cravings. Ate a lot of carbohydrates and since coming in starch. Yeah, since coming in, I've really stopped the starches. I don't eat. Bread or refined sugar anymore. I just don't have the craving for it, and that's helped my energy a lot.
So you don't really need to, stress out trying to stay away from it. You just don't have the craving.
Right, yeah. I just don't, yeah.
Anyway, anything else you want to share with our listeners regarding our treatment?
I'll just say that I'm glad I came here because the only alternative was they were going to cut my shoulder, and I'd probably be back to square one with the same pain, but I'm just glad I came here because it's been helping tremendously. And
Actually, it could be worse because of the inflammation and scar the surgery can cause. And then if it gets real painful, they will suggest another surgery, have a second look and stuff like this.
No, it's just like I say, I wake up in the morning, I've been feeling energized. I was getting up the past few weeks and about 5:30 in the morning, and I go running now a couple miles a day, so it's been great.
So your energy is a lot better than before.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your story with us. And that concludes our interview with John.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.